America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to another edition of America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and my friends. I have people checking in from all over the place. I mean, we have friends in high places, like in Northern California, and also in Florida, and also in Hawaii, maybe in Sweden. Friends are checking in everywhere. And you know, I want to talk to you today about travel, because I just came back not too long ago from a trip across the country. And I'm thinking, I'm not liking traveling that much any longer. I loved to travel. I loved to get on a plane, right? It was so much fun. It was an adventure. It was an experience. You'd go to new places, meet new people. But you know the thing that's making me crazy? It's going through the airport. Yeah. It's such a chore now. It's not the security. It's that the services are being cut and the people aren't necessarily nice and nobody is really there to help you. So you're traveling with all kinds of stuff and luggage and carry-ons and checking things and handbags, and all of a sudden you're realizing you left something behind somewhere. You know, maybe when you went to pick up a cup of coffee or when you were going through the carousel, you left something somewhere. I'm always losing things. So I'm attracted to articles about travel and the best way to get past a really tough experience of being out there in the airport and having to fend for yourself. So I found on Jet Setter magazine a really interesting article, 7 Secret Passenger Rights. I'm not the only one who feels this way, so obviously other people feel this way too. You know, there are the long delays, the overbooked flights, bags that are lost, things that get screwed up. So I want to share with you a couple of the pieces of this article that I think is really important. So, you know, we get bumped all the time, and it's a very upsetting thing sometimes if you get bumped during an oversold flight. Now, if you get to your destination between 1 and 2 hours of your original arrival time on a domestic flight, or between 1 and 4 hours on an international trip, did you know that the airline owes you 200% of the one-way fare? I didn't know this. That's up to a $675 price. If you arrive more than 4 hours later than planned, you can get 400% of the ticket, up to $1,350. Very, very interesting information. This is stuff they don't want to share with you. Now, according to AirHelp, a study that they did, they found that the average payout for people who know this is $643. So I want you to be aware of this very important information, and you can check it out on jetsetter.com. Now, what if you are stuck on the runway, right? You're out on the tarmac and there's a long delay. Did you know that you cannot be held on a delayed plane for more than 3 hours domestic or 4 hours international, right? And airlines are obligated to update the people on the plane every 30 minutes and serve food and water after a 2-hour wait. I've had really bad experiences on delays. I'm sure you have too. So keep that in mind. They have a limit that they can actually keep you there. And finally, make sure that if they want to give you a voucher for a bumped flight or any kind of an inconvenience, you know, the vouchers you have to look at very carefully because they're not always useful. So you can ask for a cash or a check, because oftentimes those vouchers have a lot of small print that you have to be aware of. So if you can, and you're ready to make a case out of it, you can ask for cash rather than the voucher. So these are some very, very important tips that you can share with your friends on any travel day that you have coming up or any trips that you have coming up, because the airlines don't want you to know about this, but the information is absolutely out there. So definitely check it out. Jetsetter.com. More information for travel as well. Thank you so much for joining us on this weekend. It's a pleasure having you. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and the program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Much more coming up, all kinds of people weighing in, so make sure you stick around. Tell a friend. It's on the radio right here, America Weekend.
American by biker, and it's laying back in Daytona. Who's this?
Carrie Smith from Thurmont, Maryland. Happy to be here. When it's no snow, it's awesome where I'm at, actually. We got a lot of mountains. Definitely prefer the mountain roads over flatlands and straight roads, but the weather's a lot nicer here, so we're rolling on.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Sam Riley, Orlando, chilling at Bike Week. Sitting here enjoying life, drinking a beer, bar hop today. Check out the sights and sounds of Daytona.
Leroy Hughes, Fairfield, Vermont. Cold at home, that's why we come down here. Enjoy the scenery.
Rick Kennedy, Sanford, Florida. Come out for the first time in a long time. Mama gave me a reprieve.
Hiya, my name's Colin Robinson. I'm from England, the UK. Come over for Bike Week. Been doing it for the last 6 or 7 years.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's a tired cliche. Think outside the box. Here's a better idea. Don't get in the box in the first place.
Expose yourself to think creatively. Here are four ways.
First, expose yourself to new opinions. Make friends with a diverse group of people in different fields.
Second, expose yourself to new places. Try a different restaurant instead of the old standby.
Third, expose yourself to new activities. Take a class in something you've never really explored.
Fourth, expose yourself to new tools. If you usually use a fork, try chopsticks. If you never text, give it a whirl.
You get the idea. Try something different with someone different, somewhere different. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.